This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Recession odds are getting better, if you ask businesses. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Fewer businesses believe we are headed for recession this year than they did 3 months ago. This is from a survey from the National Association for Business Economics. 56% of businesses think we are going to get a recession, but that is down from 64% a few months ago. Julia Coronado is president of the NABE, as well as founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Fewer businesses think that we are headed for recession this year. Why is that, and how reassuring should we take that to be?
So it's still just over half think that there will be. So we have to be a little bit cautious still, but fewer, as you said, than the prior survey. So people are a little bit more optimistic. And I think the decline in inflation that we also see in the survey is one of the key reasons. Inflation is coming down. We've had very good news in the last 3 months. And that should help give consumers more purchasing power.
What do you think, as an economist, what's your take on how likely a recession is?
Well, I'm happy to say that has been our forecast, that we would see inflation pressures ease as the economy does finally recover from some of the pandemic disruptions, and that, you know, alongside a very strong labor market, we still have a 3.5% unemployment rate, will be good enough to keep the economy on track despite an aggressive Fed rate hiking cycle.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, also professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
More than 1.5 billion people celebrated the Lunar New Year over the weekend. In China, that meant more than 500 million trips as people visited loved ones to celebrate. That country is also dealing with a COVID outbreak. China's chief epidemiologist said about 80% of the population has been infected. There have been 73,000 COVID-linked deaths in the last 6 weeks, which may well be an undercount. It only includes deaths that occur at hospitals. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack in Shanghai has more on how the country is managing celebration and recovery from an outbreak at the same time.
China's chief epidemiologist, Wu Zunyo, says on his social media feed, the possibility of a big COVID rebound in the next 2 to 3 months is remote. That may bring relief to some businesses who shut down earlier before the Lunar New Year because workers and customers were sick. This is the first time in nearly 3 years that people in China could travel back to their hometowns freely. Celebrations are mixed. Those who have lost loved ones to COVID have questioned the chaotic reopening, while those who have recovered from the virus are eager to move past the pandemic. Some local officials, who usually ban fireworks, have put on firework displays themselves to be more festive. Here in Shanghai, most restaurants and shops are closed for the rest of the week, while factories usually reopen later. Some business owners tell me they're barely hanging on. A lot of workers have also had their salaries cut. It's not clear what they will find once the holidays are over. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This month, millions of people on Social Security started getting bigger benefit checks thanks to an 8.7% cost of living increase. Older adults account for about 4 in 5 of those beneficiaries. But in the background, the U.S. still has a retirement problem. By many measures, people are not saving enough. One thought is to tackle that problem through Social Security. Marketplace senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking at that. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So just remind us, how are Americans doing when it comes to saving for our retirement?
You know, they're falling short. The system is really geared against them. About half of workers don't have access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan, and workers don't save for retirement unless their employer offers them the option. And then, even those who have an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan like a 401k or a 403b, you know, there's a lot of demands on our money. We go through spells of unemployment. And the Federal Reserve calculates that the median balance in retirement accounts for workers, and this is ages 55 to 64, so you're nearing retirement, is $134,000. And that's just not going to last very long during those retirement years.
So one argument is to lean more on Social Security to deal with this problem. How would that work?
Okay, this is an argument that I like because Social Security, it's the financial foundation of retirement. And so if you improve Social Security benefits so that it replaces more of your working income when retired, it's the best way to ensure financial security. So think about it. No need for policies about how to move your retirement savings when you change jobs. No reason to figure out asset allocation, safe withdrawal rates, and other complex financial decisions. So a more generous Social Security would also help address racial and income inequities.
How would we pay for that? I mean, does that mean we would contribute more into Social Security, or where would that money come from?
So the cottage industry of scholars, you know, they designed very sensible blueprints for not only fully funding Social Security, but also boosting the overall benefit. And it largely relies on tax increases and some reforms, some changes to the system. And right now we're hearing this discussion as the new Republican majority House of Representatives, they're starting to talk about cutting benefits. It's being tied to this debate over lifting the debt ceiling. But here's the thing. Poll after poll after poll shows that the American public strongly supports Social Security. And the positive results go across demographic and political and age lines. So we can afford it. It isn't easy, but it isn't the impossible dream either.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.